You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Last week, the Minister for Science, Innovation and Technology, Judith Collins, announced that the 30-year-old Marsden Fund would no longer support social sciences and humanities. The decision has been harshly criticised by researchers across academic disciplines who have pointed to the fact that humanities and social sciences have no other major source of baseline research funding without Marsden. Now, 80 Rutherford Discovery Fellows have come together to present an open letter to the Minister voicing their concerns, condemning the damaging changes to the Marsden Fund's terms of reference, which they want to see reversed immediately. I spoke to Principal Social Scientist at GNS Science, Te Pū Ao, Dr. Nicholas Craddock-Henry, about this announcement and his concerns. I began the interview asking him what the Marsden Fund is.
The Marsden Fund is one of several investments in science and research made by the government. So there's a contestable fund called the Endeavour Fund, and the Marsden Fund is administered by the Royal Society with funding from MB to support blue skies research in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And traditionally, the fund has supported a range of research across various disciplines, from physiology and biology, right through to social sciences.
And last week, Minister of Science, Innovation and Technology, Judith Collins, announced that humanities and social sciences research funding will be slashed under the government's cuts to the Marsden Fund. How concerning is this to you?
It's tremendously disappointing, as well as, I think, Troy Baisden called it, referred to it as a chilling effect on science in Aotearoa. It's disappointing. We've had tremendous success with the National Science Challenges over the last decade. Those challenges, all of which had elements of social science within them, ranging from sort of decision-making, behavior change, community resilience, long-term planning as well. So I think there's definitely, there's been a history of investment and value from social science. I think it's worrying insofar as there are already few opportunities for social science, and that the loss of the fund itself, which also supported a number of early career researchers. So there was actually a whole stream of funding dedicated through the Fast Start grants, dedicated to early career researchers. And so that closes off another avenue for people to, especially early in their career, to have experience. Whether or not they were successful in getting a Marsden, it was a highly, it was a very prestigious award. And closing off those opportunities for those early career scholars, it forestalls growth in the sector as well as encourages people to look for opportunities elsewhere, which is a real loss to the country.
What informed the government's decision to make these cuts, do you think?
I would be purely speculating in a personal capacity. I think there's ideological reasons for this. I appreciate that the government has, we make investment choices. The government makes investment choices, and they have decided to prioritize research that delivers an economic return. I think that's slightly misunderstanding and misconstruing the direct line between what we assume as research and economic value. Research, with few exceptions, is not a linear process. We don't sort of put money in at one end and then get a widget out 2 years later or 3 years later at the other end. It does not work like that. Oftentimes, research leads down dead ends. Research can be fortuitous. But as well, I think it, especially social science is about understanding ourselves. It's about understanding the society that we live in. And I think that can be highly uncomfortable insofar as often social science reflects on and seeks to understand the drivers of things that we may not want to necessarily be aware of collectively, like inequality, like injustice. Increasingly, things like sustainability in this country have become highly politicized, which is unfortunate because at the end of the day, we all share this country, and learning to live together, learning to create and design long-term sustainable futures, I think, is an invaluable part of social science. which we are losing with some of these decisions.
Collins said that areas such as physics, chemistry, maths, engineering and biomedical sciences made more of an impact on the economy, which the government has been clear in its mandate to focus on rebuilding. However, to quote former National Party Minister Simon Upton at the 30th anniversary celebration of the fund, the government made this funding available for research not on the basis that the research will be useful, though it may be, or that it will solve an urgent problem, although it could do, but on the basis of its ingenuity and the likelihood of generating some first-class science. Do you think that this decision to refocus undermines humanities and social sciences research's place within this funding?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Often, you know, particularly in a lot of the work that we do in the Crown Research Institutes, so it's probably worth distinguishing between what goes on in the CRIs and in a university setting. So universities are much less constrained in some ways by the sorts of humanities and social science research that they do. It can be highly theoretical or critical. It can engage much more with different theories and worldviews. Whereas in the Crown Research Institutes, a lot of what we do is applied social science. We're interested in behavior change, decision-making, how information is often, we describe it as useful, usable, and used. And absolutely, there's a place for that kind of applied social science. But what we're losing, I think, with some of the decisions, with this decision around the Marsden Fund, is, as Simon Upton says, you know, that loss of innovation. The social sciences and humanities are absolutely at the beating heart of the creative economy. And we do have a significant creative economy in this country. Losing our best and brightest, chilling the enthusiasm for social sciences and humanities research, regardless of whether it has a direct economic impact, I think is a real loss, because it forecloses some of the difficult conversations we need to have. And the thing about the, it's been unfortunate to see some of the press around some of the successful projects supported by the Marsden Fund. I might not necessarily understand some of the projects that were funded. And it is important, I think, to note that many of those projects that have been singled out in the media for kind of criticism and justification in some cases for this are early career researchers. So these are people who have spent several years investing in a PhD. They are passionate about their research and then have gone on to be very successful in a highly, highly competitive funding cycle. Of having previously sat on a Marsden panel, I think we probably, in the first round, so it's a two-stage process, you would submit an expression of interest. Maybe about a quarter of those would get through to a second round where they're invited to submit a full proposal. And of that second round, only about 10% would get funded. In some cases, even less than that in some years. So it's an extremely competitive process. Projects are evaluated, as Simon says, on their innovation and ingenuity. We would send proposals out for external peer review by internationally recognized researchers in those fields. So whether it was cultural theory, whether it was history or English literature, those proposals would go out to experts, highly regarded experts in those fields. And so as a panelist, even though I would not necessarily claim to know anything about the research, I could still trust that someone, I could get a general understanding of it and see the value in some of the research that we ended up funding. But I could also take at face value the commentary and feedback from internationally regarded experts. And I think that's the thing, is we see some of the titles or we read the abstracts of these things and people may have an immediate visceral reaction to it. But if you actually look closely, if you try to understand what this research is trying to do as part of a broader collective understanding of who we are, our place in the world, how we relate with one another, those things, I think, go far beyond immediate economic impact or even long-term economic impact, that they have impact, even if that's not readily quantifiable into dollars and cents.
In 2024, Māori made up 13% of all Marsden-funded investigators. By taking away the Humanities and Social Sciences panel, that number plunges to just 5.5%. I spoke to Kai Hotu, director of Te Whare Whakatupu Mā Tauranga, Te Wānanga o Raukawa, an honorary adjunct professor at Te Kawa a Māori School of Māori Studies at Te Herenga Waka, Victoria University of Wellington, Dr. Carwin Jones, Ngāti Kahungunu, about how the Marsden Fund cuts disproportionately impact Māori researchers. With these cuts to the Marsden Fund, many Māori-led research projects will no longer be funded. How concerning is this to you?
Well, it's very concerning, partly because it's, you know, the Marsden Fund has been one of the major sources for researcher-led projects, and one of the few sources really for significant projects in the humanities and social sciences, which are now being cut. And it will have a disproportionate impact on Māori researchers and communities. The statistics are that in this latest round, the 2024 round, Māori made up 13% of the Marsden-funded researchers. But if you take away the humanities and social sciences panel, that would go to just 5.5%. So it really is likely to have a disproportionate impact on Māori research and Māori communities.
What do you think the impact of this decision will be on Māori researchers?
First of all, means that there's less funding to go around, and of course that's not just an issue for Māori researchers, but it does mean that, you know, when we think about the way in which we engage with thinking about mātauranga Māori, Māori knowledge and Māori knowledge systems, we tend to see it as a holistic system. In fact, I would say that, you know, whakapapa is a key part of the way of organising those knowledge systems. So we wouldn't divide it out and to say this part is, you know, physical sciences or chemistry, and this part is social sciences and humanities and those kinds of things. So it's a kind of artificial differentiation, certainly within the Māori world, and it means that, as I mentioned in terms of those numbers, it means that that Māori-led research is less likely to be funded.
What perspective does Mā Tauranga Māori and Māori research provide in confronting important issues that other projects funded by the Marsden Fund seek to tackle?
You know, one of the things I think has been really sort of affirming in some of the response to this decision is that we've seen many scientists who work in the kind of natural and physical sciences coming out and saying that this is going to be detrimental to their work and to the research sector as a whole and to the way in which we conduct research. Because one of the things that Mā Tauranga Māori offers is it offers some different perspectives, some different ways of engaging. It brings a different viewpoint to many of the issues that we're facing. And so, you know, we often think of that in terms of that there's some clear connections in relation to environmental sciences and thinking about how we address issues like climate change. But also, you know, I think we shouldn't forget that Mā Tauranga Māori is not simply about relationships with the environment, but a talk that deals with all the kinds of areas of knowledge that other knowledge systems deal with. So, of course, it deals with people's relationships with one another. It deals with systems of law and government. So all of these factors which would support and enhance and, in fact, kind of complete the picture of research in a number of these fields is going to be deprioritised, and much of that work will no longer be able to happen.
The vast majority of kairangaho Māori who apply to the Marsden Fund do so through the Social Sciences and Humanities panels, which include subjects like Māori Studies and Te Reo Māori. University of British Columbia's Professor Alice Tipunga Somerville noted that because, quote, Māori are so concentrated in humanities and social science disciplines, this decision felt immediately like an extension of ongoing anti-Māori politics and political interference, end quote. Would you agree with this statement?
I absolutely agree with it, and I think it's pretty clear when you look at the kinds of examples that not only the minister has talked about as being not real science, or, you know, not really counting as real research, and those supporters of the National Party have seen a number of kind of blog sites and things that have been talking about these, quote, silly projects. They are all Mā Tauranga Māori-centred projects. They are all projects that relate to Māori. And so I think it's important to see this as part of the government's wider hostility to Māori that's shown in a number of different policy areas. And of course, what it means is, then you're less likely to get the pesky research which shows inequities for Māori and that you might need to do something about it in your policy areas as well. So, you know, I think it is also about removing a strand of independent research.
And this comes as we've already seen many universities across Aotearoa cutting staff and entire departments. How concerning are the Marsden Fund cuts to you with regards to tertiary education funding too?
Yes, well, it does. It is going to have a significant impact on the tertiary sector, because not only is it removing funding for these projects in humanities and social sciences, but as you say, it's coming on top of cuts in the tertiary sector. We've seen at many universities. So this is another thing which is going to make it less attractive for highly skilled researchers to want to work in Aotearoa and in our universities. So inevitably, I think it is going to mean that the kind of people that people that students have access to as teachers, lecturers or supervisors is going to be affected, because researchers won't see the same kinds of opportunities to undertake the kind of high quality work that was being funded through the Marsden panels, and in this case the humanities and social sciences, which are being cut drastically.
That was Dr. Nicholas Craddock-Henry speaking to me about the cuts to the Marsden Fund, and Dr. Carwin Jones speaking to me about the impacts of the cuts on Māori researchers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.